Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
B. Mitch and Finley. All of our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Yeah, food news.
If you're keeping track at home, I've had two pieces of cheesecake. One member of the Grant and Danny show in the afternoon has had three. I'll let you guess. Oh, Lord. Now.
Why are you always telling on people, dog?
I didn't tell on anyone.
We're going to start calling you the snitch.
I didn't tell on anyone.
Well, you told on, is one of the two?
Not the whole program. That's four people. Plus updates.
Yeah, okay.
Here's what I want to do. It might not be who you think, Brian. I want to go around the NFL real quick.
Well, I know who it is. I saw him.
I think, does anyone think the Raiders have a shot of knocking off the Ravens in Baltimore on Sunday?
No, we don't
think
so.
Raiders looked terrible.
We don't think so, but there's any given Sunday. I don't think they have a chance.
I don't think they have a chance. And I am always somebody that's like, take the points. I hate laying big points. That's the biggest spread in the NFL. I'm not sure I would touch it. I mean, maybe if the Raiders can really kind of slow that game down and they can keep it to six. Now, the most heavily bet game in the NFL this weekend, the L.A. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, going to Charlotte to take on the Panthers, who looked
putrid,
like the worst team in football last
year. So what is the point spread?
Chargers minus 5.5.
I take Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate laying points on the road, but it would be very, very difficult to find a scenario where you would believe in the Panthers. After last week.
I mean,
Bryce Young, his numbers last week. I think the Panthers have a real situation. Clearly, that owner's a maniac, and they've got a lot of trouble down there. Do you think we're getting to a point of no return for Bryce Young, B? He was 13-30 for a 160 with two picks.
I mean, listen, man. I can understand what happened when he was in college and how things were, but I questioned stuff then because I just felt you got the best offensive line
during
in football.
During the pre-draft process.
I questioned stuff.
He's small. For all the Jaden small talk.
Listen, when he walked into that VIP party when I was at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and I was like, because they were like all of these rookies and young players coming in. I'm like, who is this little kid there? And they say, Bryce, I'm like, he's that small? And they can say what they want about 5'10". He's not taller than me. And I'm 5'10 and a half. Okay? And he's not tall. He's like not even at the 5'10".
He definitely doesn't have like the barrel and chest and arms.
And he he doesn't have the size. Like, but, you know, he threw the ball so effectively in college. But, bro, when no one gets close, it's like Mark Rippon in 1991. 9 sacks. You should have a good year.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I hope he could go out there and get things turned around and start looking like he did in Alabama, but hasn't looked the part yet.
No, not even close. Let's go to Texas. Dallas Cowboys went to Cleveland in their opener, looked really good.
Spanked them.
Shut the Browns down.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints hosted the Panthers in their opener, throttled.
Why did Donnie stand up when you just talked about the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know. Weird guy. Which result was more real? That Dallas looked excellent or that New Orleans looked excellent?
I'm going to have to go with Dallas because Dallas is great in the regular season. They have great talent. New Orleans don't normally have that. What I saw with New Orleans, I'm like,
certainly the post-Drew Brees era.
That could be something like oh, Lord, he got a knee right in the head. Kincaid.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah. But
what do you think that line is, or have you looked?
New Orleans and Dallas?
Yeah.
I haven't looked. I would say they're ready to play in New Orleans.
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
Jerry World.
I think they're going to give Dallas -5.
-6.5.
Wow.
It's kind of a big line.
Kind of a big line, but come on, bro. The people in Vegas are saying, we don't believe in New Orleans just yet.
Well, you know who the people in Vegas are definitely telling you they don't believe in?
Who?
And that last week rather, was a result of a bad opponent?
Who?
Tampa.
Wow. What are they saying about them?
Tampa's going to Detroit. So you got Bucks, Lions, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Detroit's a different beast, though, bro.
Okay, but Tampa just throttled Washington.
Yeah, but people, the voters know. I mean, the people that's doing this and making the lines, they understand where Washington is positioned at this current time.
What do you think? So the Lions are at home. Bucks are coming in. What do you think that line should be?
I should think it'd be like a -3, -2.
Landini, have you looked at these lines? Do you know? Bucks Lions? All right. They're both 1-0. The Bucks throttled Washington. Detroit needed overtime and a comeback to survive the Rams. What do you think that line should be? Tampa going to Detroit?
Should be Detroit -3.
Jeff, can you hear me? Jeff, what do you got that line? Lions, Bucks.
Lions, Buck, Lions.
Let's go Lions. Would they -3? I'm taking them.
No, what should the line be?
You think it's 3?
Yeah, it should be a close game, yeah. So about 3.
I found this fairly stunning.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
7.5.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn.
The Bucks have won the NFC South 3 straight years. They won a playoff game last year.
Yeah, but guess what? Who have they played in the NFC South? What has the NFC South looked like?
Fair. I mean, for us in Washington, what does that say about Washington? I get Detroit. I just think that's a big-ass number. And honestly, my reaction being so one-sided, like all three of you who collectively watch a ton of football, Brian, mm-hmm. you played it for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Like, we all saw this as a significantly closer game. And to me, in my pea brain, whatever it's worth, my initial reaction is, damn, that's too many points. You got to take Tampa. And then I'm like, wait a second. If they're getting them up over a key number the Greenberg's always talking about to get you 7.5,
yeah,
not just 7, but you get the hook, lay it, because Detroit's about to beat them by 30.
I think the thing about it, though, Detroit's running game with their passing game on top of it, and you saw spots in the Tampa's defense that we probably could have hit.
Sure.
And then offensively, I don't care what no one says, Baker's not that damn good. I mean, he played great that day. Got to give him his credit. But he is not that good.
He looked pretty good last week.
Well, I mean,
300 with 4 tutties.
All right, I'll say this. If Detroit defensive line get to him like Washington did, he's not going to have all those touchdowns. He's going to have a lot of damn sacks.
Yeah. Funky one here. Jordan Love goes down. It sounds like he's going to miss 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that. Packers quarterback.
That long?
Maybe it's a month. I don't know. I thought it was 6 weeks-ish. But I don't quote me.
Normally, this, one thing about the quarterback position, if it's a sprain and it's not that super serious, they put on a brace and they could play. Comes down to the pain threshold. And if he could put a brace on, get that thing taped up properly, after about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, if he's feeling good, he could play.
Okay. Take your word on it. I'm trying to get the latest update. If you can figure out the latest update, just so we're giving accurate information. When Jordan Love, they did not put him on the IR. So
if they're not putting him on IR, they're not expecting him to be out 4 weeks.
Yeah, but we'll see. But regardless, he ain't playing this week, okay? They're at home in Lambeau. Obviously, they opened on the road against the Eagles in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So they get to come back to Lambeau. They're allowed to wear green again. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to town. If you didn't actually watch much of that Colts game week one, it came down to the wire against Houston. Super inefficient offense, but super explosive offense mm-hmm. for Indy. I mean, the throws that kid Richardson was making.
One throw he threw, he came straight off the ground. Came back up and let it go.
Threw it for 70 yards.
Yeah, in the air.
He completed 9 passes for 212 yards. That's pretty remarkable.
I mean, incomplete.
He was 9 of 19.
Okay.
The Colts are a 3-point favorite in Lambeau in this thing.
That's because of Jordan Love.
Totally. I just find it kind of a weird line.
I just think Jordan Love is out. So the Colts come in and they are looking at what the mindset of the
sure.
Packers is going to be.
What do you think the mindset will be?
Who's the quarterback?
Malik Willis, Liberty Ooh. Flames.
Ooh. If I think they're going to think that they can win with them, and Malik is a guy that dual threat. I think if Malik has some success early, They're going to get way behind him, and they probably going to end up winning the game. But if he's struggling early, then Richardson, like most quarterbacks do, going to say, I'm going to show I'm the better quarterback here today.
They're going to compete
against the quarterback.
One more I wanted to ask you about. Niners going to Minnesota. Niners looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Minnesota beat a really bad Giants team.
Yeah.
Darnold was pretty good. Darnold was in
San Francisco at one point, wasn't he?
Last year.
They're going to attack the hell out of him. He won't look the same this week.
Do you think the Vikings can keep that close?
Not really.
Really?
No.
I am fascinated by that game a little bit.
Bro, this is the thing about the 49ers right now. Whether Christian plays or not, that other kid, we talk about Pacheco running violently. That kid runs violent, Mason.
Yeah.
So what if Christian is playing and you can keep him fresh by spelling this kid? You got full-speed locomotives coming at you the whole damn game. That's going to be tough.
Different version of Burrow this week going to Arrowhead?
I hope the hell so, because if it's not, they about to get embarrassed.
Chiefs are hitting the ground running.
Yep. Sandy Reid, brother. Some kind of way his team comes out on fire.
When we come back, Jeff Song, and we got to settle our bets up for the week. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.